Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, I'm Carol Gold. Welcome to Think for Yourself. It's Wednesday, June 9th. I wanted to talk a bit about what our personal responsibility is, each of us, in creating a world other than the one we're living in, if the one we're living in is not the one we'd like to be living in. And we're certainly going through times that challenge all of us around what we think is appropriate and what we think is healthy and what we think is in the best interest of not only the country, but our own quality of life as well. And the reason that I wanted to have this sort of conversation, if I can call it that, given that I'm the only one talking, is that I listened to a song. I heard a song today, a song I've never heard. Michael Jackson wrote the song, or he wrote the lyrics, or he was the first to record it. I'm not sure which. It's called Man in the Mirror. And I happened to be listening to someone who was auditioning on America's Got Talent. I was watching on YouTube one of the older episodes, and he sang that song, and it was absolutely mesmerizing. Not only was his presentation, I think his last name is Crum, Brian Jason Crum, I think, or Brian Justin Crum. And I think he went very far in the competition. I don't know if he won that year, but his rendition of the song was remarkable because his voice is remarkable. But the lyrics are remarkable because Man in the Mirror is really about working on yourself first. If you want to change the world, it's that Gandhi saying, be the change you want to see in the world. It's working on ourselves first. And I think it's really important at this time for us to focus on that a bit, because the things that we're being challenged with are so huge, and many of them are government related, political related, global economically related, foreign policy related, that we feel absolutely either so overwhelmed that many of us have given up caring about it, or we feel angered by what we do think is happening, or we feel impotent around what is happening. And I think that's because we don't realize the power of one person making a change in their own life and having that change ripple out. You know, there's a saying that if the wind blows in Manhattan, sooner or later, there's a tornado or a tsunami or however the expression goes in Japan. Because everything has an effect. I guess it's the butterfly effect. Everything has an effect. And so when we alter ourselves, when we challenge ourselves to better ourselves, then we have an impact. We have an impact on those people who are immediately around us. And that ripples out because the impact we have on them translates into them somehow changing the way they do things and having an impact on others. And that effect is endless and eternal. And at a time when there is so much that needs our attention, I think the only place to start that makes any sense is to start, so to speak, at home. To start with ourselves, and before we critique or judge anyone else or even situations, we first look at what we bring to the table. We first look at, am I working on myself? Am I living the example of the things that I say I believe in? I have recently encountered lots of people who are on what we call the spiritual path, who have sort of blinders on around how they're living their life versus how they're teaching the principles that they believe they are qualified to teach. And while there is the saying of the wounded healer is the person who has suffered something themselves, and it makes them sort of super aware and maybe even super able to heal someone else who is suffering from a similar condition. But there's also the concept of we teach what we need to learn, meaning when we're teaching others about a particular characteristic or quality or principle in life, we ourselves are actually learning about it and need to learn about it. And that's why we're teaching it. And I also think that we have a propensity to think that only certain people could possibly teach us anything. And I love the expression that the Buddha could be your grandmother cooking chicken soup at the stove, or the Buddha could be the person pumping gasoline at the gas station next to you. We never know where wisdom is going to come from. And so when we write off people en masse, when we write off someone, either a group of people, or we write off an individual completely because something about them doesn't harmonize with how we see the world, we lose an opportunity. And the opportunity we lose is to learn something, to see something from another perspective. You know, when I started law school, one of the first things they teach you in law school is if you have three people witness an accident, you're going to have three different versions of what happened, because everyone is standing in a slightly different place, and therefore everybody sees a slightly different set of events. And there's something to that, just as there's something to, until you've walked in someone's shoes, you can't necessarily know their experience. It's why we have to listen to the Black community about what their experience has been in America, without at the same time owning a tremendous amount of guilt and feeling that whiteness is a privilege and there's something evil about being white. No, we just have to understand that when people are different than us, and everyone is different than us because everyone is unique, everyone has had a unique experience in life. And while some segments of the population have had experiences in common, every one of them as individuals has had a slightly different experience of that commonality. So all Black people are not monolithic and they don't all think alike. But we do need to hear out people who've had experiences different than our own. And that's why it is so important that when we talk about wanting to change the world or wanting to change government, that we start with wanting to change ourselves, not all of ourselves, but the parts of ourselves that we know in our hearts need work. We're all imperfectly perfect, as my mentor, Ruth Green, used to say. We're deliberately perfectly imperfect. That's how God created us. And so the concept of tikkun in Judaism, the concept of repairing the world, which is what tikkun is, that we each come in to repair the world. Well, yes, but we have to start with repairing ourselves because we're all perfectly imperfect and we all have things we can better in ourselves. And as we better those things in ourselves, as I said before, we have a positive impact on those around us because now we're operating at what I like to say is a higher frequency, and therefore we're sending out a better message, a cleaner message, a clearer message, a message that's more admirable than perhaps the one that we were sending out before we cleaned up a part of ourselves that we know needed our attention and our own tikkun, our own correction. All of this was triggered, this whole podcast was triggered truly by listening to the lyrics of Man in the Mirror. And I suggest that you do that. They're online. You can just type in the name of the song and type in lyrics after that and you'll get them. Because it's a reflection. The lyrics are a reflection on what really matters, on what's really important, and on where change is best accomplished. As an aside, let me say that change for change's sake, without replacing it with something better, not just something different, but something better, is a useless experience and a waste of time and a waste of energy. It's why I rail a bit against down with the Republic and down with capitalism and down with whiteness and replace them with what? And replace a constitutional republic with what? And replace capitalism with what? Socialism or communism or Marxism that have shown themselves to have failed every time in every place they've been tried. Change for change's sake is a fool's errand, but change with meaning and change with purpose and change for the highest good of yourself and others is a worthy and a noble effort, and one that I encourage you to do. So until I'm here again, Think for yourself about yourself. Think about the things or the thing in yourself that needs the most attention, that will make you a better person, a better friend, a better lover, a better neighbor, a better sister, a better father, a better employee. Whatever it is that it will make you better at, get to work on it, because you may not be able to control global conditions. You may not be able to change the political process, but you have all the power in the world for changing yourself. So do that by thinking for yourself. Thank you so much for joining me. Please excuse my allergies. It's been a hard podcast. I can barely breathe here in Texas. It's that time of year. I'll be back again on Friday. And until then, as always, I'm Carol Gold. This has been What I Ask You to Do. Think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.